Hey, what's going on? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And I want to let you guys know about our new website that we just got put together to help you be even more successful in business, whether that be starting your practice, growing your practice, scaling, digital products, whatever it is that you want to get involved in, but ways that you can start to impact more people. Head to physicaltherapybiz.com, that's B-I-Z.com, short for business, and get your hands on everything that we have there, all the free resources, all the cool information, you can get it there. So guys, we appreciate you. We appreciate you helping us grow this podcast to where it is today, and we want to continue to help you going forward. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com today.
So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here, the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and today is Monday, because November 6th, and tomorrow this podcast will come out, so Tuesday morning, and it's a bit odd for me to do podcasts this close to the release dates. I just hate to be this close or cut it this close. I typically have a couple weeks that are stored up because I've never missed a podcast. I've put two out a week for the last, I guess, going on 3.5 years between the Doc and Jock podcast and the PT Entrepreneur podcast. So the reason I'm doing this now is because I have something really cool that's fresh in my mind that I want to talk about and give you some context to this. This weekend, we had our sales and marketing PT Entrepreneur Mastermind event. So we had 14 of our 15 members were able to make it to Atlanta. The 15th person works with the U.S. Olympic shooting team, and he just so happened to have to go on a trip. I believe it was in Mexico or South America somewhere, and couldn't make it. But good reason, totally get it. He's the man. But the other 14 were here and all came together starting Friday night, as we all met up and had dinner together and had a chance to meet each other and to really figure out, you know, where we're from and what their goals were, and just such a cool opportunity to collaborate with other providers. And over the last 2 days, it's been incredibly fun and rewarding, and as well as exhausting in a good way, just pouring as much as we can into this weekend. We had some amazing people come in as well. We had Eve Gigi, who came in and has been doing a lot of work with this group to talk about local marketing and how to improve your local marketing. It's somebody that's grown to multiple locations, really with no other variation of marketing besides really, really high quality local marketing. And we had our buddy Jared Moon come in, who's been able to scale a digital business to 7 figures with minimal to no online presence, all based on analytics and repeatable marketing measures online. And for us to be able to take what I presented and what these other two really smart individuals presented and be able to give this to this group, it was amazing to see the transitions that they were making and the steps that they were taking even there this weekend in their businesses. And I want to talk about the kind of 5 biggest takeaways I have from this weekend. And hopefully this will be helpful for you as well, because some things became very clear to me as well this weekend. This is one of the reasons that I love not just being a part of business groups, which I am myself, but being able to lead a business group like this, to be able to lead a mastermind, is because not only are they learning from me, but I'm learning from them, which is amazing. It's really the coolest part about all of it. And the other thing is, I'd hang out with every single person in that room individually because they're cool. They're just like me. You know, they are not exactly like me, but we share the same core beliefs. We share the same clinical ethical biases in terms of how we want to work with people and how we feel people should be treated and how we want to see healthcare, you know, move. And it's happening. And that's what's so cool about this, is we can see that. You know, there's people that are here that flew from Atlanta or flew to Atlanta from as far away as Hawaii and San Diego and Phoenix and New York and Cleveland, as close as Atlanta, as close as Charlotte, you know, and everywhere in between. And they came here so that they could work on their businesses for a weekend. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're listening to this and you have a business, you know how hard it can be to take yourself out of the business that you're in every day and actually work on the things that are going to drive your business forward and actually create massive change for your business long term. But when you're just trying to get people in the door and you're trying to see patients and you're trying to make money so that you can actually make this an actual thing that you can do full time, I understand how hard that can be. And we had people here that were anywhere between, you know, a couple $1,000s a month and a side hustle, just getting started, still having a full-time job, but wanting to make that transition and learning, you know, some skills that they can apply directly to that, to people all the way up into the $40,000, $50,000 a month range in monthly revenue for their cash practices. And they're all learning from each other, which is really cool. So here's the takeaways that I have, and I have five main ones from this weekend. So number one is, we're fortunate to have amazing people in this group, and our profession is limitless. Because I know that these 15 people or 14 people that made the trip are representative of a much larger group of people that are out there. Because I know how many people listen to this podcast. I can see the downloads. I can see where people are at in 80 different countries all over the world. This isn't just a small segment of our profession. This is a growing section of our profession. This performance-based approach that we all practice so much is growing every single year. There's more of us and more of us and more of us. And I put a post out on Instagram about this, and I really want to give a shout out to my mentor, Kelly Storette, because, you know, I think he deserves a ton of credit in terms of providers moving towards more of this performance-based approach. And that is great, because that's the way that we can help people really get back to these, you know, activities that they want to do so much and not get lost in the gray area in between. So if you're a student, you're listening to this and you don't know who Kelly Storette is, go look him up. Go watch all the YouTube videos that he did for a year. Go read Becoming a Supple Leopard. Understand why we have the opportunities that we do. And it's people like him that broke that 4-minute mile in our mind, right? We're able to do something that we didn't think we'd be able to do in our profession. And now so many of us have the confidence and the ability to do it as well. And what we're seeing is these people, I equate it to this. If you're listening to this, like, you are a Ferrari, okay? Your skill set is that of an exotic sports car. And if you surround yourself in a clinic with a bunch of Honda Civics, you're only going to be able to do what Honda Civics can do in that setting. Here's what I mean by that. If you're in a clinic that's just a bunch of work comp and Medicare, and you can teach somebody how to snatch, and you can teach somebody how to actually run mechanically efficiently and actually be able to create load absorption and actually open their hips up in a way where they can express strength on a bar or on another person in a sport, you're a Ferrari. You're a goddamn sports car. And you're stuck in a place where all you can do is function as a Honda Civic. And here's what I've noticed. There's a lot more Ferraris out there than there used to be. And they're getting frustrated. And everybody at the course this weekend, clinically, amazing. I would send my parents, my kids, friends of mine, anybody to see any one of these people. But the reason that many of you are stuck in these clinics, are stuck in these situations that you don't want to be in, or where you're limited, or you can't be a Ferrari, is because you don't understand business. And you don't know how to get people in the door, you don't know how to sell to them, and you don't even know if it will work. Now, some of you may have gotten frustrated enough to where you say, that's it, I'm jumping ship, I'm going for it. And I have a lot of respect for you. And what you'll notice is a good service will be helpful. It will get people in the door. There will be word of mouth that is associated with that, but it will only get you so far. And we tend to see that that gets people to about around 80 visits a month at the most. And then they start to become time poor. And when they start to become time poor, things start to break down. They start to take on tasks that they don't need to be doing. They start to try to figure things out on their own when it takes them years longer than to get some help. And this opportunity for us to take what we do to the masses is limited by our business skill set. So if your clinical skill set significantly outweighs your business skill set, you're always going to be limited, and you will plateau at a certain place, and you won't be able to impact as many people. But when I sat in this mastermind this weekend, you know, I just thought to myself, this is amazing. These people need to help more people. These people have such amazing skill sets and solve such complex problems that the only thing holding them back from helping more people is understanding the basics of how to actually get people in the door and get them to commit to them. And that is sales, and that's marketing. And that is what we went over today, or this weekend. And if you look at it in the lens of, well, why do I need to learn this stuff? You need to learn this stuff so you can help more people. If you can help more people, then that means you can hire more people like you. And those people that maybe are out there, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, you know what? I just don't want to own my own business. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But we need people that are willing to take a step towards scaling their businesses so they can employ more people like you, so that you can have the job where you can be a Ferrari and stop being a Honda Civic and use your skill set to max capacity and actually enjoy what you do every single day. Because the reality is a lot of you are upset with having to go to work every day. It's Monday morning right now. You know, if your Sunday night was depressing because you're sitting there watching football, not wanting to go to sleep because you know when you woke up today you had to go to that job that you hate, it's not a good place to be. It's not where you want to be long term. So you either do it yourself or you find somebody that's doing it and you work for them. They say if you can't find the job of your dreams, you got to create it. And that's what I had to do. Number two, PTs need to know how to sell, and much of the solution is confidence. So PTs need to know how to sell, and much of the solution is confidence. Now, here's what I want you to think about. I know you probably played sports. I know you probably were part of a team, or maybe you just had to learn a skill. This could have to do with music as well, right? I played the trumpet for a year in middle school, primarily because I didn't have enough hand-eye coordination to play the drums. I remember I had to either be in the choir or I had to play an instrument. I didn't have a choice, one of the two. And I said, okay, well, I'm playing football. Well, yeah, you can play football, but you still have to do one of these two things at this school. We were in Houston, Texas. And trust me, the last thing I wanted to do was cart a trumpet around, but I didn't have a choice. So I take the test to see if I'm cool enough to play the drums, which everybody wants to do that if you have to get in the band, right? Like, drums are awesome. Well, I wasn't coordinated enough. And the downsell from the music instructor was, how about the trumpet? It's not as big as a tuba. And I said, yeah, this is a new school. If I cart a tuba around, I'm definitely going to get my ass whipped. So trumpet's probably better. Potentially could be used as a weapon for protection. So I played the trumpet and I sucked at it initially, right? And then I started to get kind of irritated. Like, why am I any good at this thing? Well, it's because I wasn't practicing. I had no confidence in playing this instrument. I've never played it before. But I knew that I would have to perform in front of people. I would have to play this in front of people, my friends, my family. So I started practicing. I started gaining confidence, more confidence in my ability to do that. And then I wasn't as fearful or scared to actually play that instrument. Now, I don't play the trumpet anymore. That's not the point. The point is that with practice, I gained confidence, even in something as simple as playing an instrument. The same thing happens in sport. The same thing happens in business and with sales in particular. And sales is something that you hear and you're like, oh man, somebody's trying to sell me some bogus crap, right? You know, this is an infomercial late at night. No, that is not what we're talking about. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is sales is persuasion for somebody to create a change or make a decision. And when you're selling something like we are, which is physical therapy, which is avoidance of a lot of these other negative things that they have to do, which is getting them back to activities that they love and giving them the solution they've been looking for and searching for, it's our job to be able to sell that to them. It's an important thing for us to be able to do that. And for us to practice that allows us to gain confidence. Now, I can stand there in this room and talk to everybody in the mastermind, and I can pretty accurately tell you who's going to be good at sales and who's not going to be good at sales, almost based off of body language, almost based on the way that they interact with other people. And that's emotional intelligence. Like, we can feel that. And when somebody's not confident and they're trying to give you an option and sell something to you or to persuade you to make a certain decision, you're less likely to actually want to do that thing. And when somebody's very confident, it comes across. And that is a powerful thing. So confidence, from what I've seen, is the biggest variable that is missing from somebody's ability to effectively sell to other people, in particular in our community. In this practitioner, clinician-based community, we lack confidence. And much of it is because of lack of repetition, lack of practice, and having never learned this in any formal setting. Did you ever learn how to sell to people in physical therapy school? My guess is no. Did you ever learn that in undergrad? Probably not. The only people that are listening to this, maybe you worked for some company that, you know, you worked way through school, whatever it might be, and they gave you a little bit of sales training because they were trying to help you sell more shirts or whatever at a retail store, right? That might be the only training you've ever gotten. So how much confidence can you expect to have when you try to sell something that to the outside world you perceive as being very expensive? Confidence is the number one thing that will solve the solution of you not being able to sell well, and that comes from practice. It's the reason why we go over sales training, we practice sales training, and we do that at these events so that they can get reps with each other and they can start to hear how things are framed, so they can start to get a idea of how they want to explain things to people and the steps that they take. And that gives them a lot of confidence. So number three, you can have a superior service but be a poor communicator, and you will lose to your competitors if they communicate better than you. I'll say it again. You can have a superior service but be a poor communicator, and you'll lose to competitors if they communicate better than you. If you cannot communicate what you do in a succinct manner, people will get confused and be less likely to want to work with you. That it is that simple. That simple. When you start to bring up all of the things that you think are important, that are variables that other physical therapists or other clinicians think are important, you lose people. People's basic needs are to survive, thrive, and to be safe, and to have safety for the ones that they love around them. Outside of that, everything else is just gravy. Every day, we're just trying to survive and thrive, okay? Now, when you start to throw a bunch of information in front of somebody and they have to try to process it, it's confusing to them, and it requires energy for them to then consume it. So imagine every time that you start to confuse people, it's like their brain has to run on a treadmill and it's wasting energy. What you want is to be able to clarify your message and be able to clarify that in marketing so you can actually attract the right people. So this is your marketing, your branding, your message. Who is it that you work with? What do you do? And who is not the right fit for your practice, right? Can you quickly explain that to somebody and what you do? And somebody says, hey, what do you do? Oh, well, yeah, I've got a fellowship in this and that and residency train, whatever, and I do these type of things with people in the clinic, and I have these many published articles and whatever it is. And look, we help active people get back to playing the sports that they love and training in ways that they want to for the rest of their life, right? Hey, do you like to run? Cool. We can help you run better, and we can help you do that until you're however old. You'll drop dead running if you want. Doesn't matter. If you're mechanically efficient and you follow a good plan, you should be able to run the rest of your life. Oh, you like to weightlift? Okay, cool. Well, we can help you lift more weight and do that pain-free. Does that sound like something you'd want to do? Yes, that sounds awesome, because I really like to do this thing. So if you can clarify your message, you can communicate that to that person in something that is advantageous for them to want to work on, you're going to win. Even if you have an inferior service. This is why students that are just coming out of school, that are good communicators and are decent at sales, can be better than somebody that's been out of school for 5 years that has a ton of credentials. They should be able to get people better, more so than a student. But if that student is confident, they have the desire to want to learn along the way, but they're good communicators and they're good with people and they're good at getting their message across, they can win in the economy there. They can win in the marketplace because they communicate so much better. So you have to work on communication, and that is essentially marketing. That's why we structure this weekend the way that we do. Sales, day one, marketing, day two. And we talk about these layers of how we are able to actually market and utilize this theory and these techniques in our profession so that people can clarify this stuff to their potential clients, their potential customers. Number four, there is power in a group. A ton. If you're listening to this and you are in business for yourself, you're an entrepreneur. Being an entrepreneur might be one of the most lonely professions and existences out there. And if you're not yet, you don't know what I'm talking about. You can't really understand what I'm talking about. But if you have your own business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is so hard to have conversations with people that are not other entrepreneurs about what you're doing because they can't see it. They can't visualize what you're driving towards. They don't understand why you would leave a good job with a steady paycheck and benefits to pay yourself half as much and work twice as hard. They don't understand why you would bet on yourself. And that's okay because it's not for everybody. Not everybody needs to do that. In fact, only a small percentage of the population would even think to do something like what we have done or what we are doing because they would think that it was crazy and reckless. But that's not the way that our mind works. We see things that other people don't. We can see what we want to build and we're willing to put in the work to do so. But when you're doing it all by yourself, day in and day out, and you're working as much as we do to build this vision that you have, it's difficult to talk to your friends and your colleagues in your profession that are not doing that. For you to describe the wins and losses that you have. Like when we had our first $100,000 month, like there were only a few people that I could say that to, that I could tell that to. Not because I wasn't trying to brag. I wasn't trying to say, hey, dude, we had 100,000 in revenue this month. That was a goal that I wanted to have this year. And we hit it. And I only had a handful of other entrepreneurs that I reached out to and shot them a text, said, hey man, we hit one of our goals for the year. This is what we did. And they were ecstatic. They're like, dude, that's amazing. Congratulations. Now, next one's up, you gotta hit this next revenue mark that we're going for. If I called a friend of mine from my fantasy football league or something like that, that has no understanding of business and how hard we've had to work to get to a point where we can have a business that can sustain other people, and it's not $100,000 in net revenue, by the way. I'm not paying myself $100,000 a month. Guys, let's get one thing clear. That's not the way business works, okay? That's gross revenue. That means our business generated that much money. But if I called somebody and I told them that and they had no reference for what I was talking about, they would just think that I was being a jackass and I was bragging and that I was rich and the next time that we went out to dinner, I should pay for that or pay to go on vacation. What they don't see is all the work that we've been doing, all the things that we've messed up, all the things we've gotten wrong and the things we've gotten right and the work that we've put in and the risk that we've taken that most people are not willing to take. And that has led to a point where we were able to hit a goal and I was excited about it and I want to talk to people about it. And if you don't have those people, you need to find those people. You need to find those people that have similar views on the world as you, similar desires to want to do more and progress and push. And that's what's so powerful about something like a mastermind, is because you get a group of visionary entrepreneurs together that are at different stages of their business journey, and it is so motivating. It's so cool to see what happens because we're all so similar. You get us all into a room, we could literally have no content, no structure for 2 days, and we're just going to say, here's the deal, guys. At lunch, we're going to bring in food. We're going to have coffee all day. We're going to bring in dinner at night, but we're going to lock the doors. You can't leave. And these 14 people would have an amazing time. It would be, maybe that's the better way to do a mastermind. I don't know. You know, that would be a super easy mastermind for me to run, but they would still enjoy being around each other. They would get a lot out of that because they would be bouncing ideas off of each other. You know, hey, what's working for you right now? Hey, I'm trying to do this. You've already kind of gotten past where I'm at. What did you do in this phase in your business? So this junior person, this person that's at, let's say $5,000 a month, is talking to this person that's at $25,000 a month, and they can have a conversation about when that person that's ahead of them decided to leave their side hustle to full time and what that felt like and the stressors that were there, but how amazing it felt to drive away from the job that he hated to go do something for himself and know that that is what he was putting his energy towards. And to get past that discomfort of, yeah, man, it's going to suck initially, like it's scary, but like it's amazing, you sort of focus on your business. I heard a conversation going on like that this weekend, and it was super cool to hear because I've been there as well. And I'm not the one that necessarily has to teach that to this other person. It can be someone else in the group because we're all helping each other get to the same place. We're all trying to move in the same direction. And we all have the right reasons to want to do so, because it all starts with being an expert clinician, trying to be the best in the world at what we do in the sense of helping other people in the right way. And now we need to structure a business around that to where we can actually do that and help employ other people as well. Because entrepreneurship, like I said, is lonely. It's something that you do by yourself, and very few people will understand how your brain is wired. But the ones that do, you guys you'll be true friends for life. You'll be so similar. You know, it can come from different cities, and within 10 minutes, a deep connection can be developed. Deep connection that you can't have with other people in certain cases, because it's just the way that we're built. And there's camaraderie associated with that. There's people problem solving with each other, you know. This weekend, we can say, hey, I'm having issues with this. Oh, you know what? I know Tom just figured that out recently. I'm going to chat with him over lunch about that. Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay, problem solved. Something somebody's been dealing with and trying to figure out for 6 months can be solved in a 15-minute conversation with somebody that knows what to do and has already done it recently. And that's amazing. That's the power of a group. That's the power of a mastermind. And it's so cool to be able to see that, because I've experienced that in my own business as well. Now, number five, and the last thing, is that we owe this to our potential clients, to our potential patients. It's up to us to be able to get people in the door and get them to be able to commit to what we're doing. And a lot of this comes down to the ability for you to conceptualize and honestly own the fact that what you do is valuable and you help people avoid alternatives that are not good options. Is it a good option for somebody to go pay $2,100 for an MRI, which is the average cost of an MRI? Is it a good alternative for somebody to go to a high volume in-network practice where they're going to get pawned off on a high school student that's interested in potentially going to physical therapy school when they're trying to get back to doing something like CrossFit and they can already deadlift 400 pounds and then you have them doing little exercises that will do nothing for them? Is it okay for somebody to be there and not get their problem solved and then think that something's wrong with physical therapy? To think that our profession is no good? No, those places are for people that are looking to get basic healthcare, basic PT. Look, if you are old or you're on work comp and you have no interest in going back to work, then go to one of those clinics. But I don't want my people going there. I don't want my parents going to a place like that. And if, you know, if you own a place like that, I don't fucking care if you think that there's something wrong with the way that I view your clinic, because the people that I want to help are the people that everybody in this room that was with me this weekend wants to help. And it's not the entire population. There are certain people that we function really, really well with. And when they get lost in the system and they think that our profession is watered down and they recommend people don't go to see it, they recommend their friends don't go to see physical therapy, that's on us. And the way that we solve that is by understanding how to get them in the door and communicate with them in an effective way. And here's the other problem. When we say, you know, okay, we're an out-of-network or a cash-based clinic, right? The challenge with that is drop-off for many people. And if you are in this right now and your clinical metrics are around, let's say, one or two visits before somebody is discharged, you're playing a symptom treatment game. You're playing a game of causing a pain change, or you're giving them too much crap too fast and you think you're doing the right thing for them and you're not. I've been there. I used to be obsessive over my clinical metrics. If it went over two visits on average, I was upset because I thought I was doing the right thing. I would break pain on visit number one, and then I would give them a bunch of shit that I would program for them that would last for the next 6 weeks. I would give it to them. I would discharge them. I would say, awesome, here's what you need to do. Go do it. Well, there's very few people in this world that are actually going to do that. They need structure. They need accountability. They need guidance. And that's what we can do for them. And we can help them in a much better way if we can actually see them the number of times that we need to make a long-term change. And this is where sales comes into this. This is where getting somebody to be able to commit to you is important. Because if somebody leaves after two visits and they drop off and their symptoms are gone, but they come back quickly, they think that that person didn't do a good job. Oh, Danny didn't do a good job. I mean, I had temporary relief, but you know, it came back in a couple weeks. Well, I didn't have an opportunity to truly make a physical change that we know doesn't happen overnight. The nervous system doesn't change overnight. Movement patterns don't change overnight. These things take time and structure, and it takes a commitment from somebody to want to work with you. And that is sales. Sales, persuasion, commitment, verbally through people drives change. And when you can understand the basic concepts, the psychology behind these things, the way that you can structure these things within this type of setting, you can get better outcomes, you can get more people to commit to you, you can increase your business's impact as well as your business's revenue and be able to then bring other people on to help more people in your area that you know are being underserved. That middle-aged active population, you know, that athletic, I want to do more than the average person population. Those people that are trying to be proactive, not reactive. Those people that want to be 80 years old picking their grandkids up, not 80 years old getting pushed around in a wheelchair. You know, when I'm old, I want to be as active as I possibly can be. I want to be able to enjoy my body and enjoy the world around me. And it's our vehicle everywhere in life. And we can't change that. And we have the power to help people live that long, healthy life of longevity where they get what they want physically out of life. And they get to enjoy the world around them and the people in that world that mean so much to them. So we owe it to them to be able to learn this stuff. And good clinical skills are just half of it. That simple. If you're a good clinician, you're going to plateau. You'll get, like I said, you'll get busy and then you'll be time poor. I've been there. It's happened to me. It's happened to half the people that were in our mastermind. And that's why they're there, because they're frustrated. And now they're trying to grow past themselves. And the goal really is not just it's not just how much revenue can you generate. It's not about that. How many people can you help? How much impact can you have in your community? How many people can you stop from these needless things that happen? How many people can you stop from getting $2,100 MRIs that tell them nothing about their body? That's what we're obsessed with. That's what everybody in this mastermind is obsessed with, is being able to take our businesses to a place where we have the most impact on our community that we possibly can in a really, really positive way. And the only way to do that is to sharpen your business skills as much as you've sharpened your clinical skills. Because if you don't do that, somebody with really sharp business skills with mediocre clinical skills that's not doing the right thing for people is going to beat you in the marketplace, period. You're not going to be able to compete, even if you're a superior clinician. And that is a frustrating thing to hear, but that's the truth. So the mastermind for me this weekend, it's one of the things I look forward to these weekends We do them twice a year. I look forward to them every time we're done. I can't wait for the next one because it's just such a fun group of people to be around. It's such a amazing environment and motivating. And it honestly, it lights a fire under me to do more with our business. I learned things from everybody in there. Like, man, I could do this better. So-and-so is doing this better than me. We need to look at how we can better optimize this. It allows you to take a step back and look at your business from a 30,000 foot view instead of just looking at it as you're in it. Let's see, you can't see the forest through the trees. You know, it's something you have to do. If you have a business, you have to take a step back. So for those of you that are listening to this and you don't have a group that you're associated with, you don't have a group of people that are holding you accountable, that are high achievers, that are A players, that are driving towards excellence, both clinically and in business, in our profession, and you're interested in potentially being a part of a group like that, I highly recommend that you look at our mastermind and take a serious look at what we have to offer for you and your business. Now, I bring this up because our mastermind has been closed since the last time we did an event, which is in April, and it will open back up this month. So we'll be accepting applications, and we'll be talking to people and screening people and interviewing people to see if they're the right fit. To see if they're the right fit for this group, that is more important than anything. I don't care if you have the money and you think you want to be a part of it. If we don't think that you're the right fit, it's not going to happen. There's a certain kind of person that we're looking for. We're looking for somebody that's a performance-based PT or clinician. I don't care if you're a chiropractor or massage therapist. I really don't care. Yes, I'm a PT and I'm biased because that's my profession. I have tons of friends that are chiropractors and massage therapists that are amazing clinicians, and they're still working with people in this setting. If you're a chiropractor and you think that you want to do a wellness-based clinic model and you want to be a part of this group, not fucking happening. If you're a chiropractor and you put your hands on people and you work with them and teach them how to move better, let's talk. Because I don't care where you went to school or what letters you have behind your name. What I care about is, are you a clinician looking to help people move better and actually teach them how to take care of their body, break pain, and do things in this performance-based model that's it's growing so much right now. So are you a performance-based clinician? Are you working in a cash setting where you're not taking insurance? It's really important to us because that's what we teach people how to be successful within. If you're tied down by what you get reimbursed with, much of what we talk about is not going to be helpful for you. Are you looking to grow past yourself? This is the other big thing. If you want a lifestyle business and you just want to work with people 3 days a week, you know, make pretty decent money and play, I don't know, video games the other 2 days, this is not the group for you. You know, nothing wrong with that. That's what you decide you want to do with your business. Cool, man. I mean, you make that decision and that's what you do. But this is not a group that wants to do that. If you're looking to take your business to a place where you grow past yourself, where you're able to take yourself out of your business as much or as little as you'd like to create both financial and time freedom for yourself and have a true business that you can potentially sell one day, or you can have as an asset, take a step back and create passive revenue for yourself for a lifetime, this is who we're looking for. This is what everybody is driving towards. This goal of having a true business, of developing a true business and creating both time and financial freedom for yourself and your family. That's what we're looking for. And that is something that's very rare within our profession. So if that sounds like you, here's what I want you to do. Head to physicaltherapybiz, that's biz.com. There's a tab there that says mastermind. Click on it. Read through who it's for, who it's not for, and if it sounds like something that you're interested in, let's talk. Fill out the application and let's see. Let's see if you're the right fit. I don't care if you're at $50,000 a month in revenue or if you're at $500 a month in revenue. We want people that are looking to grow. People that are looking to try to progress and improve their business skill sets. And they want to learn 4 main areas that I've found that develop business the best, that grow business the most successfully. And that is people and processes, sales and marketing. And we can get those 4 things right. You can create a business, a true business that creates both time and financial freedom for you and your family members and your staff. And you have more impact on your area, you know, more impact on the population around you, and you have more impact on our profession, frankly. Because whether you know it or not, we're in the middle of a revolution. This is a performance-based provider revolution. It's happening. It's been happening, and we're in it. And it's amazing to see. And as more of us pop out of the woodworks and start teaching people how to squat that we're told not to squat, you know, and telling people to pick up weight off the ground when we're told never to pick up anything on the ground or never to bend their back. God forbid if you flex your fucking spine. We're taking those people down the right path. We're teaching them the right things. And we're doing it in a manner where we can create businesses around that. True businesses, long-term, positive businesses that help other people and generate time and financial freedom for ourselves. And if that's what you're interested in, that's what this group is for. So head to physicaltherapybiz.com, click on the mastermind link and sign up to submit an application and let's chat. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me. I know people listen to this and sometimes you forget because there's not a, it's not like you can hit a button and you can say something back to me. You know, it's a one way, it's closed. I say something and you hear it. And that's it. But at the mastermind this weekend, every single person that was there said something to me about a podcast that I put out that was beneficial to them or had an impact on them in some way. And it's really cool to hear that from people that I know are listening. I just don't really get to hear anything about the positive impact that's happening in this channel. So I just want to let you know that I appreciate you listening to this. I appreciate your time. You know, we're going on 40 minutes right now. And if you've stuck with me for 40 minutes, that's a huge commitment because I'm sure you have other things to do. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoy this podcast. This isn't going anywhere. It's one of my favorite things to do. I want nothing more than to help more of you be successful in what we're doing so we can help more people get the outcomes that they want and avoid the needless, shitty options that are out there that oftentimes they end up going down. And I want nothing more than for you guys to be able to help as many people as possible do that. So guys, as always, thank you so much for listening to the PG Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'll catch you next time. Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.